On this week's Trivia Night, we've got more lucky numbers than Nora Ephron with 15 superstitious questions about Friday the 13th. Shake 'em up, shake 'em up, shake 'em up, shake 'em, trivia heads. It is time to roll the dice on another brand new episode of Trivia Night, the best trivia show on the planet, and the only show you need to test your knowledge on all the facts that's fit to print. Whether you jump from 12 to 14 like a hotel elevator, or you sharpie a 13 on your hand like our queen and savior, Taylor Swift, any topic you need, we have got you covered. Each week, we rifle through a barrel full of black cats and broken mirrors to bring you the most superstitious trivia this side of a witch trial. Knock on wood. I am your host, Philip Tricky, and I'm coming to you from Trivia Night World Headquarters in Dayton, Ohio, namesake for not one, but two World War II battlecruisers, like the guns of the Navarone, baby! We've got brand new episodes for you each and every week featuring guaranteed 100% original trivia. Play along, and just like that heads-up penny you picked up on your way through the ladder factory, your luck's never running out sticking with your old pal Trivia Night. On this week's episode, like a 13-month-old baby breaking a looking glass on the shores of Camp Crystal Lake, we're putting our luck to the test. Not really sure why we're letting babies play with mirrors on a beach where known serial killers are frequently spotted, but that's luck, baby! It's Friday the 13th. In October! In spooky season terms, that's like getting double snacks out of a vending machine. It's a two-for-one. We've cast aside all our irrational fears to bring you 13, plus two more, questions featuring everyone's favorite unlucky holiday, with a little murderous hockey goaltender thrown into boot. Did Jason play hockey? It's like if Patrick Waugh just snapped one night. Now, that's probably more than a two-minute penalty for slashing. It's time to get off the ice, because we're burning some midnight witches with Friday the 13th trivia on Trivia Night. Trivia Night is brought to you by and created with CrowdPer. Add fun to your events with awesome trivia, leaderboards, and live streaming. Get instant access to our basic plan and create a cool event for up to 20 participants, all for free. So if you want to host your own game just like this, check out CrowdPer.com after the episode. Why don't you throw a little salt over your shoulder while I put some trivia ground rules together right quick? I've got 15 questions in a variety of formats. Some multiple choice questions, some type in text questions without answer options, and some drag and drop order questions where you just have to put answers in the correct order. And if you'd like to see for yourself the awesome features included with all of our trivia games, features like videos, GIFs, fun facts, and more, just go to trivianight.live/BNNEP. That's trivianight.live/BNNEP to play along to this game on any device, right from CrowdPer. You can also find a link to this game in the episode description. It's time to cross your fingers, because this game is spookier and scarier than a werewolf bar mitzvah. Let's play! All right, let's kick things off with our Friday the 13th trivia on Trivia Night question 1. On what day of the week must a month begin in order for it to have a Friday the 13th? Is it A, Friday, B, Saturday, C, Sunday, or D, Monday? A, Friday, B, Saturday, C, Sunday, or D, Monday? What day of the week must a month begin on in order for it to have a Friday the 13th? The correct answer is C. It's Sunday. A month must begin on a Sunday in order for it to have a Friday the 13th. I used to go through the new calendars all the time when I was a kid and look for every month that started on a Sunday because I knew that was going to be. There can only be three maximum per month. There's always at least one. Not always three, but that's the most that could ever happen in a calendar year. Moving on to question 2. What future film star was just 1 degree away from Jason Voorhees in the first Friday the 13th film? Was it A, Kevin Costner, B, Johnny Depp, C, Brad Pitt, or D, Kevin Bacon? A, Kevin Costner, B, Johnny Depp, C, Brad Pitt, or D, Kevin Bacon? Which of these guys was only 1 degree away from Jason Voorhees? Hint, hint, 1 degree in the first Friday the 13th? The correct answer is D. It's Kevin Bacon, Mr. 6 degrees himself. He dies after a vicious stabbing by arrow at the hands of Pamela Voorhees, who was the original killer in the Friday the 13th film franchise in the first one. Spoiler alert, you've been warned. Moving on to question 3. What mischievous god typically gets blamed for making 13 an unlucky number in Norse mythology? Is it A, Freya, B, Loki, C, Baldur, or D, Frigg? A, Freya, B, Loki, C, Baldur, or D, Frigg? Which of these mischievous gods gets blamed for making 13 an unlucky number in Norse mythology? The correct answer is B. It's Loki, the trickster god. According to Norse mythology, Loki arrived uninvited to a feast at Valhalla that was meant for only 12 gods. And when he got there, he deceived the blind god Hodur into killing his brother, Baldur. Loki. All in the name of getting your own television show on Disney Plus. I am sure that's what the Nordic people had in mind when they created Loki. Question 4. Which iconic horror villain battles Jason Voorhees in the final Friday the 13th film before the 2009 reboot? Is it A, Freddy Krueger, B, Michael Myers, C, Leatherface, or D, Pinhead? A, Freddy Krueger, B, Michael Myers, C, Leatherface, or D, Pinhead? Which of these iconic horror villains battles Jason in Friday the 13th before the 2009 reboot? The correct answer is A. It's Freddy Krueger. 1-2, Freddy's coming for you. Freddy battled Jason in 2003's Freddy vs. Jason. It brought together the two iconic horror villains, and it marks the 8th A Nightmare on Elm Street film and the 11th Friday the 13th film. And then they made another one. In 2009, they rebooted it. Speaking of 2009 reboots, question 5. What WB Television Network mainstay stars in the 2009 reboot of Friday the 13th? Is it A, Jensen Ackles, B, Chad Michael Murray, C, James Vanderbeek, or D, Jared Padalecki? A, Jensen Ackles, B, Chad Michael Murray, C, James Vanderbeek, or D, Jared Padalecki? Which of these WB stars was in the 2009 reboot of Friday the 13th? The correct answer is D. It's Jared Padalecki. He's a graduate of such iconic WB series as the Gilmore Girls and Supernatural, and he finds his Crystal Lake camping trip cut short by Jason Voorhees in the 2009 reboot of Friday the 13th. Gilmore Girls started in 2000 and Supernatural ran till 2020. This dude spent almost the entirety of the 21st century on WB shows. Congratulations, Jared. Say hi to Lorelai for me. All right, question 6 is a drag and drop order question, so I'm going to read the question, give you 4 options. You just move these around and put them in the correct order. So here we go with a drag and drop order question 6. List these Friday the 13th film subtitles in the order in which they were released. And your 4 films are Jason Lives, A New Beginning, The New Blood, and The Final Chapter. Again, those are Jason Lives, A New Beginning, The New Blood, and The Final Chapter. Move those around, put them in chronological order. I guarantee you it's not what you are thinking. And the correct order is The Final Chapter, A New Beginning, Jason Lives, and The New Blood. Friday the 13th, The Final Chapter came out in 1984. Friday the 13th, A New Beginning came out in 1985. Friday the 13th, Jason Lives came out in 1986, and Friday the 13th, The New Blood came out in 1988. They were just cranking these movies out in the 1980s. There was hardly a year where we didn't get a new Friday the 13th film. Marvel before Marvel. Question 7. What horror punk band released a 4-song EP inspired by the Friday the 13th film franchise on Friday, May 13th, 2016? Was it A, Samhain, B, AFI, C, The Cramps, or D, The Misfits? A, Samhain, B, AFI, C, The Cramps, or D, Misfits? Which of these horror punk bands released a Friday the 13th inspired EP on a Friday the 13th a few years ago? The correct answer is D, Misfits. In 2016, the Misfits released a four-song EP inspired by Friday the 13th. It was not only inspired by Friday the 13th, but the B-side of that EP was an homage to A Nightmare on Elm Street. Moving on to question 8. What rapper co-stars in the 2000 horror parody Shriek If You Know What I Did Last Friday the 13th? Was it A, LL Cool J, B, Coolio, C, Ludacris, or D, Method Man? A, LL Cool J, B, Coolio, C, Ludacris, or D, Method Man? Which of these rappers stars in the horror parody Shriek If You Know What I Did Last Friday the 13th? The correct answer is B, it's Coolio. He plays a high school administrator named Principal Interest in the 2000 direct-to-video parody Shriek If You Know What I Did Last Friday the 13th. I strongly urge you, just Google this movie, if nothing else, for the character names alone. I cannot repeat a good chunk of them, nor do I wish to repeat a good chunk of them, but you really ought to Google the rest of the character names in this movie. Little homework for you. Moving on to question 9. Adjusting for inflation, what is the only American horror franchise with a higher box office gross than the Friday the 13th series? Is it A, A Nightmare on Elm Street, B, The Texas Chainsaw Massacre, C, Halloween, or D, Scream? A, A Nightmare on Elm Street, B, The Texas Chainsaw Massacre, C, Halloween, or D, Scream? Which of these horror franchises has a higher box office gross than the Friday the 13th series? The correct answer is C, it's Halloween. It's the only horror franchise with a higher box office gross than Friday the 13th. As of this year, 2023, the Halloween franchise has grossed $1.09 billion, and the Friday the 13th series has got just a measly $908 million. Step up your game, Jason. That's on you, Jason. That one's totally on you. Question 10. What popular child star of the 1980s plays Tommy Jarvis in 1984's Friday the 13th, The Final Chapter? Is it A, Ricky Schroeder, B, Fred Savage, C, Corey Feldman, or D, Anthony Michael Hall? A, Ricky Schroeder, B, Fred Savage, C, Corey Feldman, or D, Anthony Michael Hall? Which of these child stars was in 1984's Friday the 13th, The Final Chapter? The correct answer is C, Corey Feldman, one half of the 1980s Coreys. He played Tommy Jarvis in 1984's Friday the 13th, The Final Chapter. That was the same year that he co-starred in Gremlins. And just one year after that, he brought out The Goonies. Corey Feldman was a hard-working actor. He has, yes, he's spoken of it, not in the greatest terms. Let's just move on from there. We love you, Corey. I ran into him at a Las Vegas casino once. Very nice dude. Very, very, very short man. All right, before boys become men and men become wolves with the final 5 questions of Trivia Night, if you're enjoying this and want to host your own live trivia show, check out crowdper.com, which makes all of this trivia action happen. You can pick from our library of over 1,400 completely original trivia games, or you can write your own. Add fun answer images, supplemental videos and GIFs, and detailed question notes. You can share the link to your game with your crowd and host live in person or with real-time streaming. There's even a free forever basic plan to get started. So add some fun to your next live, virtual, or hybrid event with CrowdPer. All right, welcome back. We are ready to close out this Friday the 13th trivia game with the final 5 questions, so let's get it going with question 11. Which Little Ivy's American University considers 13 to be its lucky number and celebrates every Friday the 13th? Is it A, Amherst College, B, Colgate University, C, Vassar College, or D, Wesleyan University? A, Amherst College, B, Colgate University, C, Vassar College, or D, Wesleyan University? Which of these little Ivy colleges thinks 13 is a real swell number and celebrates every Friday the 13th? The correct answer is B. It's Colgate University. Now, the legend goes that Colgate University was founded by 13 men with $13, 13 prayers, and 13 articles. And to this end, Colgate's address is 13 Oak Drive, and every Friday the 13th is designated as Colgate Day. Don't tell the people at Crest. Moving on to question 12. What day and date is considered unlucky in Italian popular culture rather than Friday the 13th? Is it A, Tuesday the 13th, B, Monday the 18th, C, Saturday the 14th, or D, Friday the 17th? A, Tuesday the 13th, B, Monday the 18th, C, Saturday the 14th, or D, Friday the 17th? Which of these days is considered unlucky in Italy rather than Friday the 13th? The correct answer is D. It's Friday the 17th. The unluckiness of Friday the 17th stems from the Roman numeral for 17, XVII, which if you move those around, is an anagram of a Latin phrase meaning I have lived, aka I am dead. So they've designated Friday the 17th as an unlucky number in Italy. Or an unlucky day in Italy. Wacky Italians, I love ya. Moving on to question 13. Which of these legendary video games debuted on Friday, September 13th, 1985? Was it A, Donkey Kong, B, Super Mario Brothers, C, Tetris, or D, The Legend of Zelda? A, Donkey Kong, B, Super Mario Brothers, C, Tetris, or D, The Legend of Zelda? Which of these legendary video games came out on Friday the 13th in September of 1985? The correct answer is B, your favorite, the Super Mario Brothers. There is some debate about when the video came out in the United States, but Super Mario Brothers debuted on Friday, September 13th, 1985 in Japan for the Famicom game system. Came out a few months later in the US. Some people say October, some people say November. Doesn't matter, just as long as they got it out by Christmas. Question 14. What European country's National Accident Day, which promotes automotive safety awareness, is always held on a Friday the 13th? Is it A, Germany, B, France, C, Belgium, or D, Finland? A, Germany, B, France, C, Belgium, or D, Finland? Which of these countries holds their National Accident Day always on a Friday the 13th? The correct answer is D. It's Finland. Now, like I said at the top of the show, there can be up to 3 Friday the 13ths every year, but Finland does not host a National Accident Day on every time there's a Friday the 13th. They pick one, and every year, there's at least one National Accident Day celebrated on one of the Friday the 13ths. Why they do it on that day? No one knows. The Finnish are a mysterious people. Now listen up. I didn't corral all these black cats into the studio and leave a breadcrumb trail of broken mirror pieces to find my way home just to see your luck run out right before the last question. So get out from under that ladder. Put that horseshoe right side up. And Jason, my man, hockey goaltenders' masks have made huge leaps forward in both safety and visibility. You gotta get on that. It's time to press your luck one more time. No whammies, no whammies, no whammies with question 15. What luxury cruise ship ran aground and partially sank off the coast of Italy on Friday, January 13th, 2012? Was it A, Costa Concordia, B, MSC Bellissima, C, Costa Toscana, or D, Radiance of the Seas? A, Costa Concordia, B, MSC Bellissima, C, Costa Toscana, or D, Radiance of the Seas. Which of these cruise ships sank on Friday the 13th in January 2012? The correct answer is A. It's the Costa Concordia. 32 people died when the Costa Concordia ran aground and began sinking on January 13th, 2012. The ship's captain, this little weasel, abandoned the sinking vessel. He was tried and found guilty of manslaughter and sentenced to 16 years in prison in 2015. Don't abandon ship. You're a captain, for God's sake. Stick with it. Well, when you believe in things you don't understand, then you podcast trivia. That is our show for the week. Please, please, please do me a favor. Rate and review this show on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. A 5-star review really helps with podcast visibility. So remember that for some reason I made a superstition reference during last week's outro, and I shan't be repeating myself, but I am going to need those 5 stars. Spotify listeners, did you know that you can go to the show page and there are questions and answers and we can interact and become best friends? I want to see you brag about your patented combination of luck and skill on social media. You can tag and follow us on Instagram and Twitter. We are at CrowdPer, where you'll find daily updates, new trivia questions, and a whole lot more. And if you have a topic for a future episode of Trivia Night, shoot us a DM on social media, because we would love to hear from you. Lastly, do check out CrowdPer.com to create and host your own live trivia show just like this. Thank you so much for listening and playing. My name is Philip Trickey, and join us right here next week for another brand new episode of Trivia Night.